So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Open the 2023-24 season here in Pittsburgh tonight as number one pick Connor Bedard makes his NHL debut in the process. The Hawks hope to get Bedard off to a good start in his NHL career and take another W out of Steeltown, just as they did last April. Down to center ice we go. Connor Bedard's first ever opening faceoff. The drop of the puck and the Penguins control. Crosby was not going to let the kid win that draw. Lars Eller crossing the Hawk line, left wing side. Put it over to Letang from the right boards. He fires. That looked like it went in the net.
That's it.
Next whistle, they're going to take a look, but I think that's in the net.
That's in the net.
Heard kind of a weird thud, and then the puck bounced out. Yep, it's a goal.
Yeah, off the padded bar that's behind the crossbar.
It's determined at 12:56 on the game clock. The puck completely crossed the goal line. We have a Pittsburgh goal.
It's the Penguins 1 and the Hawks no score. The shots on goal favoring the Blackhawks so far, 16-13. And I still say the tenor of play has favored the Blackhawks. I think they have really brought it to
excellent
play.
Excellent period by the Hawks. And, you know, to get 16 shots on a veteran team like the Penguins, they forced the issue. They had some really good looks. Tristan Jarry had to be sharp, and he certainly was. The Penguins get a nice goal from Brian Rust. But other than that, I thought, you know, the Blackhawks certainly acquitted themselves well in that first 20 minutes. Luke Richardson's got to be excited about what he saw.
Good recovery by Alex Vlasic. Knocked the puck free to the near boards. Crosby's got it top of the left circle. Put it over. Gensel to Crosby. Shoots and scores. Well, Crosby sent the puck over from the left circle over into the right wing circle, then caught a return pass. And he was wide open in the left wing circle. Mrazek could not recover in time. It's now 2-0 Penn. Bedard had a chance at a rebound, but couldn't control the puck. Bedard now leaves it for Vlasic, closing in down the left side. Shoot, they score! At the top of the crease, it's going to be Ryan Donato scoring the first Hawks goal of the season. Bedard made it happen by handing it off to Vlasic, racing into the left wing circle. He got away a clean shot. Jarry left the rebound at the top of the crease, and Donato cleaned it up with a backhander, and the Hawks are now back behind the Penguins by only a goal at 2-1, and Connor Bedard picks up his first National Hockey League point.
Yep, the secondary assist. Great play by him to just drop it off, draw some attention to him. Good hard shot from Vlasic. Rebound was right there. Ryan Donato bangs it in. Hawks' first goal of the season. Donato's first as a Blackhawk.
Dropping it through the high slot, Athanasiou, who turns around and fires a shot well wide. Now in front of the net, Gutman fires, he scores! Cole Gutman takes a perfect pass from Seth Jones that originated from the right wing corner, and Gutman caught the puck and in one fell swoop sent it in behind. Jarry, we're tied at 2.
Great play by Seth Jones, great play by the Blackhawks all around. And boy, I wish you could show our listeners what Cole Gutman did there to back away to find some open ice. Able to get that shot away. Greg Jarry on the glove hand side.
Find that little quiet area that the goal scorers are able to do. Foligno racing back the other way for the Hawks. Here's center ice and over the Penguin line left wing. Drops it off Corey Perry. Put it over. Shot by Dickinson. Scores! And the Hawks take a 3-2 lead over the Penguins with 4:31 left in the third. The veterans get it done. Foligno, Perry, and Dickinson on the finish. And the Hawks lead 3-2.
This is kind of a broken play. I should say it is a broken play, but it's a great play by the Blackhawks. They got puck on their own end of the ice. You look at Foligno. He streams down the left wing side, drives the defenseman back, drops it off to Corey Perry. Corey Perry is taking a shot at the net. It goes off the stick of the defender right over to Dickinson. In his wheelhouse. And Jarry can't move quick enough from his right to his left to find that shot coming through from Dickinson. A broken play ends up in the back of the net.
Dickinson does, pulls it out, got it to Foligno with an open net. He'll skate it to center ice to the Penguin line and fire. He just missed the net. Loose puck on foot, Perry to Foligno in front. He shoots, he scores. It's an empty net goal, and the Blackhawks lead the Penguins 4-2. Malkin along the near boards, coughed up the puck. Foligno fights for possession, pulls out the 60-degree wedge and lifts it down ice with 3-2-1. This one's in the books for the Hawks. They win the season opener here in Pittsburgh. They spot the Penguins, one goal leads at 1-0 and 2-1, and roar back and score four straight, including an empty net goal from Nick Foligno. They win this hockey game 4-2, and for the season, the Blackhawks are off to the right start. 1-0-0.